You're listening live to Right Side Radio with Phil Williams. It's hard to go wrong when you're on the right side. Right Side Radio, solid, conservative, and just plain right.
Alabama's syndicated news talk leader, Right Side Radio, Phil Williams here live in the Right Side Studios. Man, we got the local, the state, the national covering down on all the issues. And like the dude just said, solid conservative and just plain right. Welcome to Taco Tuesday. There, I'm out the gate just saying it. It's just Taco Tuesday. Hey, bud. Butters is on the board. How are you?
I'm still waiting on the taco sponsor. So...
the fajitas, chimichangas,
burritos. Every week rolls around, and we still don't have one. So, guys, you know, reach on out. Hit us up.
We'll let you sponsor all of Taco Tuesday. It'll be awesome. We'll take you. All right, yeah. So, we got a great show laid on for you. Butters is on the board. You doing good, though, man?
Oh, yeah. I'm it's beautiful weather. I think it's spring today. I'm not sure.
It's a cool spring.
Yes.
It's a cool spring with no leaves on the trees. It's yeah.
God bless the South.
You don't like the weather, wait 10 minutes. It's going to change.
Yes.
Wake up this morning, it's 27 degrees outside, frost on the ground. By mid-afternoon, my sleeves are rolled up and I'm walking around outside. You know, what do you do?
Gotta love it.
What do you do? All right. Hey, listen, we got some great stuff laid on for you today. 3 o'clock today, longtime a friend, a guy who does a great amount of work in Montgomery, Eric Johnston. He's an attorney, president of what's known as the Southeast Law Institute. He's also the head of the Alabama Pro-Life Coalition. He and I are going to have some conversations today about some things he sees potentially coming up or the need to have them come up in the next legislative session. That's at 3 o'clock today. Eric Johnston, attorney with the Pro-Life Coalition, Alabama Pro-Life Coalition, and Southeast Law Institute. And then in conjunction with that, we got Triple Dippers. So hit it, brother.
The Triple Dipper, three stories you've got to know.
That's right, the Triple Dipper, three stories, three themes, if you will, that you got to know as we run today's show. Number one, first out, denying reality. Now, you know, at some point, you have to look at it and go, y'all are just not even pretending. I mean, you're not even, you don't even have an agenda anymore. You're just saying it is what it is, get over it. I mean, like, for instance, I'll have one story in this stack of stuff where a kid in the Seattle school district failed a biology test because he said that men cannot get pregnant. And the school district backed up the teacher, not the student. Listen, at some point, you're just literally choosing to deny reality. And that's where we are in a lot of this stuff. So we're going to talk about all of that. Number one, Triple Dipper, denying reality. Number two, didn't get to it yesterday, so it's going to be number two on the day today. The Green New Steel. So there's been some, I even added stuff to it. So it's like that. It's like all the same material. I've made it more robust. But the Green New Steel has become more epic by the day. I mean, it's just maddening. I get it. Green energy, go for it. All of the above policy. How about that? But then quit stealing from us to force an agenda that is not yet ready for prime time. That's it. The Green New Steel. We'll talk about that. Number two on the Triple Dipper. And then number three, you know the deal. Every once in a while I'm looking around, I find this news story, that news story. Most of it comes from your backyard, things that are happening around here, what happens with local elected officials and yada, yada. And I wind up with a whole batch of what we like to call periodically home fries. So we'll cook up a batch of home fries as number three on the Triple Dipper. All right, let me jump over here to my opening comments, my Right Side Way monologue, and I'll just let you guys know once again that Southern Immediate Care, a chain of clinics that covers a huge swath of our listening area, is the sponsor of the daily Right Side Way monologue. We're proud to have them, and folks, I'm going to tell you, they are all over the place, open 7 days a week. They'll see all ages, pediatric to geriatric, so check them out. If you need medical attention, Southern Immediate Care has a facility near you. And we're proud to have him as the sponsor of the daily Right Side Way monologue. Okay, let me just jump in here, and I'm going to wax nostalgic for a minute, and I'm going to probably cook up some memories for some of y'all. Like many of you, I grew up in an era where kids stayed outside as much as possible. I mean, it was really not uncommon for my mom to simply say, "Boys, go outside," and we just did. But it wasn't some kind of punishment, not at all. It was that place where everything happened. I'd ride my bike all over creation, miles from home. There were generally boundaries, but it was more like, don't go out of the neighborhood as opposed to, don't go out of my sight. We would often stay out till the streetlights came on or until we heard my dad do his super loud whistle, at which point we would put a halt to whatever's happening and run home to wash up our nasty, sweaty hands and leave our dirty shoes at the door. And the games. Man, the games were epic. We played some massive neighborhood touch football or wiffle ball. There was plenty of superhero role play, cops and robbers. Somebody always had some leftover fireworks, and yes, there were matches, and sometimes stuff was actually burned. More than once, I organized a so-called backyard Olympics, complete with prizes. Sometimes the games went after dark. And more than once, I can remember playing kick the can with my cousins and friends and neighbors. I know y'all played it too. Kick the can. It's like a super version of hide and seek, right? Everybody stands together. One person is designated to kick an old Coke can as far as possible. Sometimes you put rocks in the can so it'll rattle when you kick it. And as soon as the can was kicked, everybody scatters and runs to hide. And the person who is it had to run, get the can, set it back on its spot, and then try to find and capture everybody else. So yeah, the way we played it, captured folks had to sit out while the it person kept looking, right? Trying to find more people. But then there was always that time when somebody who hadn't been caught yet would sneak back and kick the can again. If they kicked the can again, then everyone who had already been caught was now set free and they all scattered to hide again. How many times was I the it person searching the bushes in the dark trying to catch my cousins only to hear the loud rattle as someone ran behind me and kicked that darn can? And it would just rattle down the driveway and off into a ditch and I'd have to run back and set it back in its spot and start the whole search over again. I mean, just when you thought you had a chance to not be it, because you'd captured all the players, you hit the setback moment when you heard someone come back and kick that stupid can. It was a sneak attack. The can would get kicked, and all you could do was start running again, trying to round up players. There was always that moment, though, when somebody would just finally yell, "Ollie, Ollie, income free!" And it was pretty much because we were tired of being it. And they'd always get poked at and mocked a bit, and then we'd start all over again. It was super frustrating, but it was just a part of learning how to play hard, you know? Good times from a different era. But I'll be honest, there's a different version of kick the can going on right now, and it's not really that fun. It's the socio-cultural elite that keeps kicking the can, and we keep having to run. And I'm basically ready to flip the script, I'll be honest. It seems like at every turn, there's a move afoot to redesign society, to reframe reality, to recalibrate life in general. It's a version of control that elites are using to make us stop what we're doing and chase the can they just kicked. And yes, I think that control is the key word. On the one hand, it seems like there's a series of like disjointed kind of bad ideas that are one can being kicked and maybe another can being kicked over there and then another can kicked over here. But then you stop and look and realize, y'all, there's a whole panoply of can kicking and it's not random. In fact, it feels pretty coordinated. It feels like an effort to keep us on the run while leftist culture warriors attempt to hide what they're doing. And if I sound a bit conspiracist today, it may be with good reason. There's too much happening for it all to be just random can kicking, in my view. Like, for instance, the COVID pandemic came at us like a wave, right? In an instant, people began giving up certain freedoms and curbing their own behavior because government shamed us into conformity. Have we come through it? Arguably, yes, but that can was kicked, and it was kicked hard, and it caused a huge societal scattering that we are still seeing the ripple effects from even now. Has our supply chain been disrupted? Yes. Has our economy been disrupted? Yes. Has our national identity taken a hit with cultural norms and acceptable behaviors being fractured? Yes. And it all came from an effort to control us. A can was kicked, and we started running. How about the southern border? Is there anyone out there who really believes that there's just nothing we can do about it? I mean, I don't know anyone with an ounce of intellectual honesty who would ever believe that. It's an intentional display of open borders can kicking that has caused massive scattering throughout our society. Whole communities are being torn by the drama as literally tens of thousands stream across our borders every day, virtually unabated. Who's kicking that can? And what about energy? What about the ability to drive your car, heat your home, cook your food, light your rooms, preserve your frozen goods, and everything else we do with energy that we've come to expect as a first world nation? I mean, there's a can that has been kicked that is intentionally destroying the ability of the United States to live strong. Why? Is it intentional? Absolutely. They admit it's intentional. How about our children's schools? When did we give away parental authority? When did it become socially acceptable to sexualize children with demonstrative literature and to activist teachers about gay sex in elementary school? How did it become a thing that girl sports is for boys so that loser boys can pretend to be winner girls? And why was it okay for schools to be shut down in some locales well after we had a handle on COVID simply because a teachers' union had more say than parents? And why is it that the Pledge of Allegiance to the American flag is now more controversial in many schools than hanging a rainbow flag in a classroom? Who kicked that can that made our schools into cultural experiments? But we're all running right now trying to capture all the players. So yeah, there's a coordinated effort to restructure our society completely, in my opinion. Don't tell me that each one of these efforts I just described is some disjointed set of happenstances. No. There's a sneaky effort right now to keep kicking cans and to keep us all running while the hiding takes place, while all the changes are implemented. Except in this one, we don't have the luxury of calling out Ollie Ollie Income Free. We don't. The stakes are too high, y'all. The game must go on. And we can't quit. Because if we quit, they win. So I say catch them all. Keep running. Stay in the game. And that's a wrap for the Right Side Way. Well, yeah, so there you have it. I look at it and think, all of this stuff and more, I didn't even scratch all the surfaces, right? All of this stuff is happening, and it's all happening at a heightened level all at one time. Don't tell me that's not a coordinated effort. And by the way, kicking that can, you got to chase it, and then you got to catch them all, and you got to hope they don't keep coming back and kicking more cans. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We will be right back.